Kimukuru ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Kubanga tetwayita kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu. Yesu yeebazibwa. Tetwayita kintu kimu ku nsi, so era tetuliba akudde wadde
n'ekintu.
Lwaki misoni y'ekkanisa eri kubanga tuzzaayo abantu mu bwakabaka bw'omu? Kubanga tuba tuli bayise era akawaliwo omulabe waffe mu kkubo lino okulabika nga tulemesa okuddayo waffe. Kyemidde ng'ekyandiko kigamba tetwaleeta kyenda kimu ku nsi, so tetuliddayo n'ekimu. Ng'amazima galiwo egati, singa toyambibwako mu kkubo lino oyinza okulemerwa okudda ewaffe. Kivula ba mission
y'ekkanisa
okubeerawo mu nsi kuyamba abantu abajja mu nsi
muno
abayise
nga
balina ewaabwe ow'okudda, wabula ng'omulabe azibye ekkubo ne batalaba kkubo
eryo.
Mukama waffe Yesu nga bw'ayogera mu Yokaana 14:6, nze ekkubo obulamu
n'amazima,
kkubo eriragawa
kuddayo
waffe. Yesu yeebazibwe. Tulina ebyombo ebyatuleeta ku nsi kuno, wabula sayansi ali mu byombo bino. Tujja kumusomako nga tuli mu ggulu
ery'okulugendo
lw'eggulu. Batuleeta era tulina gye tuva, tulina okuddayo. Ebyama biri ku kkanisa. Yesu yeebazibwe. Nti tuli mu lugendo era nga wano waliwo ebyombo ebyatusuulawo byogerwako nnyo mu Zakariya essuula ey'okutaano. Batuleetanga emyoyo ne batuteeka mu mbuto z'abamama
baffe,
ne tuweebwa omubiri, ne tufulumayo ne tutandika okutambula wano ku nsi. Naye nga Mukama ky'anoonya tusobole okuddayo ewaka nga tumwekenneenyerezaano ku nsi, nga tumaze omutegeera era nga ne gitulaga
tutegedde
ne twava mu ggulu.
Kale
misoni y'ekkanisa esinga obukulu kuzzaayo abantu eri kitaffe gye twamuleka, kubanga ebyombo byatusuula mu matwale yonna gye tuli.
Naye
Bayibuli yeegamba nti ekigendo ky'okututeeka gye tuli
fenna
lukwa batume 17 abiri paka asatu egamba yatuteeka mu matwale yonna gye tuli tumuwamma newakubadde nga tali walaba buli omu
kubanga
mwe mwe tubeera mwe tutambulira, nti yatuteeka tusobole
omuntu
ebyombo kyakusula gye kikutadde yonna
tusobole
okunoonya Katonda kuno ddenga
omutegeekubanga
tebagenda kuzzawo mu miramu
ebira
kuno bw'oba oddayo oddayo kujoyininga kibuga Yerusaalemu kujoyininga bamalayika wadde nga kuwulirwa kibwayo ng'oli mu miramu ebira
wajibwa
ng'oli
mwoyo
kankano baakuwa obuyinza okubaawo
ng'otegeeraso
mu misoni y'ekkanisa
tulina
okuba nga tuddayo
ewaka.
Bangi bagulira mu kkubo
ne
batayinza kudda
waka
era Bayibuli yeegamba mu Zabbuli essuula
ey'okubiri
olw'ekkumi
mpaka
olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri Zabbuli essuula ey'okubiri n'olubiri lw'ekkumi lugamba bwe luti, kale kaakano mubeere n'amagezi mwe bakabaka muyige, mwe abasala omusango gw'ensi, muweereze Mukama n'okutya n'okutya era musanyuke n'okukankana. Munywegere omwana alimu okusunguwala nammwe ne mubula mu kkubo.
Yesu
yeebazibwe.
Bayibuli
yeeraba olw'okuba ewaffe mu
ggulumisoni
y'ekkanisa nkola ekisoboka kyonna buli muntu omu otuuse ewaffe kubanga ebyombo ebyali bikuleeta
byatuseera
abaga likkubo lyokka mwe tulina okuyita okulongooka
be aligned and we get to the right way. The ways are very many on this earth. There are many religions.
So
all of them
have
pretended to be ways which take us to
heaven.
There are many beliefs. But
you
discover the right way which reaches you to your home. You have to kiss the Son, our Master Jesus.
Yes,
he was raised Jesus. That's why he said, kiss the Son, that you may not get lost in the way. Why does the Bible speak of this? For
you
know we are in a journey. We came from somewhere and our citizenship is in heaven. We must accept and embrace the Son, our Master Jesus, that we may not get lost on this way. That's what I've told you, that the mission of the church is to get people, take them back to their home, the kingdom of heaven. All what is called mission, which are prevailing in the church, I tell you the truth, those are not the missions where we are
sent,
and it's not the mission of the apostles, neither the prophets. Their mission was to lighten people the way that they could make it back home, for our citizenship in heaven. It may be seeming new, and all along you've been knowing.
Each
church was called on deliverance, another was called on miracle, another was called on
investing.
All that speak it.
Mission,
but there is a major mission which joins us all as a church, to restore people back to their home in the kingdom of heaven. That's where we came from. That's why it has said, we didn't bring anything on this world, neither shall we get out of anything. We came from somewhere,
but
we came through to understand our citizenship is in heaven. The mission of the church is to get people, take them back to the kingdom of heaven, to let them in the way. That's why there is a part we are going to see, which is called the order of the church. How can we stand in this way? And how can everyone move to be able to reach, and the enemy has not grabbed from
this?
Praise Jesus. For many, they get less than they don't reach home.
We've
gone to Jeremiah 22:10.
Yeremiya esura ya makumi abiri mu bbiri n'olunyiro lw'ekkumi. Temukaabiranga maziga oyo afa so temumukungubagira, naye mumukaabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda, kubanga takyadda nate so taliraba nsi ye waabwe.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama akuona amagezi.
Church, God is advising. When someone there dies, they have already unclosed this body. But because they have been in the way of going home, if you're sure that this person is not to go home, and you see their home, they are Christ so much,
because
they have gotten lost, gone to hell. Bible warns us, what does it benefit
of
someone in the world that consume it? And they forfeit their soul.
Yes, we must
praise
you.
Many people get lost. They go to hell. That's what I've told
you.
Every time you're crying, and someone has died, cry for one
reason.
For even their own home, they have not seen it. Many people, they have died. And the way they do it, they don't reach home in heaven.
They've
been in the way of miracles.
They'll
take it. All that you couldn't reach home. And God has told you, if you're crying, why because someone has not seen their own home, they have gotten lost in the way. They told them to kiss the Son, that they may not get lost in the way. They never understood it.
And you need them
knowing the mission of the church is right.
Yes, we have
raised. Others we know that we knew they had been set on deliverance. Others we thought they sweat us on a vesting. That is the names we have. Another is called a vesting. Another is called victory. But let me tell you, there is a major mission of the church of this
hour,
to take people back to the kingdom of heaven. For men have gotten lost.
And
I've told you, as you cry for one reason, not got their own country.
I wish
they have gotten lost, it's finished.
Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus. Now we are in this world.
We have
got lost. That's the truth. Even the way we no more know it.
And
even home we no more understand home. It is so surprising. Praise Jesus. The religions, there are different ways of saying
that
which confuse people. Even all these beliefs which have gone out of the word of God, there are the ways which have made people get lost and
you
cannot see their own country.
That's
what this pastor told you. I pray we repeat it again.
Jeremiah 22:10. Kubanga tachada na te, sota lidaba, nsiye wawe.
Njita chada.
That has never come back.
E wakari no kutayo.
He has to go
Lady
back.
Lady Akanye.
These have failed.
Tachada na te.
He is no more going to come back.
Eta lidaba nsiye wawe.
They will never see their own country. They are crying all day. In the kingdom of heaven, where we came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Your eye to be very keen. That you
care
for this way of salvation. That you may go back to your home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We're starting this journey of going back to heaven. We are going to connect
with
the journey of from Egypt to Canaan. Many died and perished in the
world.
Many were supposed to reach, they never reached. The tricks are many which happened.
But
all they will think that their heads, they are the ones who fall rather by because of the pride. People who think to be pastors, they will not reach heaven. And it's so surprising that even the
general
people, the children who are younger, they are the ones who are able to reach.
Even
the older who are humble, Joshua and Caleb, only reached. That's why he speaks. They were like this
young.
The kingdom of God is there.
There
is a mystery between those two words. The young children who entered Canaan.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
All
people never reached.
You are not
going
to speak.
I want to give you an example.
They all reached Canaan.
In the old people, only Caleb and Joshua. All the rest, they were below 18 years.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yes,
that's why when Jesus reaches, in Matthew 19, they were like this young
boys.
The kingdom of God is there. You must be humble and you are very, very
meek
and you are very contrite in spirit to be able to reach the kingdom of heaven. That
will
help us know many things as we connect to this going back to heaven, which we call the journey of salvation. The journey of salvation is the journey of going back to our home in heaven. In the journey from Egypt onto Canaan, it's an image of this journey.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
It's going to help us
understand
it.
But the mission of the church is to get people to take them back the kingdom. All as we do them, we heal. And we raise the dead. And we make the lame walk. All of this we have been doing there. Because in our war we have got many problems. Our journey, they will heal. They will raise. They were sent like the Red Cross people. They are to help them who have got injured
on
the way. That's why miracles. They were supposed to be food for children on the way. Healing is free. There is something not understood. The church totally perverted. Even to get off the truck. The Red Cross people. Now they just selling the drugs to the injured. On the way, we have got blinded, and they have said they can open our eyes. They were opening our eyes and rather selling drugs to us. They would have carried you on the way, and you're falling. They continue dig a hole for you to fall deep in there. They say, why is the nature journey? And they were saying, please be Red Cross. And they are there to help in this way.
But now we have to take a
look at the preparation of the
order of the church.
They should call the order of the church.
Yes, you are the
Lord. Jesus.
Then
the things are not the way they're supposed to be.
Then
themselves are upside down.
The
cause of people twist them.
Yes, you are the
Lord. Jesus. Now I've told you. The mission of the church. We will be seeing many things. We shall be
judging
them with the order of the church.
Yes, you are the
Lord. Praise Jesus.
But
I've made you aware that our citizenship is. Many people get lost in this way. They don't dare reach home. Let me tell you, religions they shouldn't lie. Neither they believe. God has never sent apostles. Neither prophets. And the mission is not to help people go back home. All them came in their own mission. Is to see that we call people, take them back to keep them
home.
To give them the light to see the way where they will pass to reach.
That's
we are said to be doctors in this way. Heal them who have been injured. Satan has messed up all this. After he condemned with them who have the admiration of this world. You know, when you're on the way, you begin to admire things which are far, things which are not yours. And you begin to fool. Remember what you
do.
Israel did the same thing. They admired meat. Because they saw the neighbors eating the meat and they gave the meat to kill them. We have gotten many things this world. They have killed us and finished us. We have not been able to reach the kingdom of heaven. Many of our brothers have gone like that.
We
have not been able to reach. In 1 Peter chapter 1
is saying
it like this. Verse 1.
Peter chisoka sure soka no yore soka Peter omutume wa Yesu Kristo ebya abalonde abasasaana abatambuze ab'omu Ponto Galatia, Kapadokia, Asia ne Bisuniya.
Babayise batambuze.
All the strangers.
Mu bifero ze bali
in all the places where they are. Bandi muli batambuze. That you are strangers there.
Temwera bila wafu.
Do not forget our citizenship.
Kutere kisoke sule soko lingirwa kubiri. Nga mwe soko okutegeera Katonda Kitaffe mu kutukuza kw'omwoyo olw'okugonda n'okumansirwako omusaayi gwa Yesu Kristo ekisa n'emirembe yeyongerenga gye muli yeebazibwe Katonda era Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo eyatuzaala omulungi ogw'okubiri n'okusaasira kwe okungi bwe kuli tubeerenga n'essuubi eddamu olw'okuzuukira kwa Yesu Kristo mu bafu tuyingire obusika obutagwawo obutalinako obutawotoka obwaterekerwa mmwe mu ggulu.
Olw'okubanga tuli ku lugendo
lwaffewaliyo
olusuku lwa
Katondaabawangulaabaanachanse
okuzemuundi
ogkubanga
mubakolisa ekisoba 15:22 bonna baali
bafuaera
nebagibako
omubiri gwnaye
God
again.
Now
you can't
accept the
word of God.
That's
1. 5 to 6.
Bible
shows 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 we are given a body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
that
we can prepare ourselves to go back to heaven. We didn't bring anything, we neither should we go back to heaven. But what they do, they send us a body from home and we close it from here and we get out this body of depression and we just go back home. Now we prepare yourself well in this journey.
Now,
brethren, is a mission of the church, which is been known for some time. Concerning the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I want to assure you,
you
discover the mission of the church, it is something which is not easy.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5. Now God is
revealing everything.
Obumujagulizaamu ne wankubadde nga mwana kuwazibwa mu kukemebwa okutali kumu akaseera katono kaakano obanga kibagwanira okugezebwa kw'okukkiriza kwammwe okusinga omuwendo ezaabu eggwaawo ne wankubadde ng'egezebwa mu muliro kulyoke kulabike okuleeta ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'okugulumizibwa Yesu Kristo gwali bikulibwa. Gwe mwagala nga temunnaba kumulaba, gwe mutalaba kaakano naye mumukkiriza, ne mukyagusa essanyu eritayogerekeka eririna ekitiibwa nga muweebwa ebyabakkirizisa bwobulokozi bw'obulamu.
Ensonga yakukkiriza okulokolebwa
is the spiritual body which you have to even all creations are groaning until man has been restored with that soul. And as we are in the church, we are here to do that. First understood the mission of the church is to take people back to the
kingdom.
We must make sure that they get the body to go back there.
So
1 Corinthians 15:50. He says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. If it is like that, if people there clothing flesh and blood, what can we do for them to get the body which takes them to heaven? Their home is, we have to take them back. As we are also fighting,
you
see that we reach there. They were sent on this mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because one of us, each one is fighting
so
that they go back.
Yeah,
you have to fight and see others go back there. Romans 8:18.
Kuba ngerera okubonaabona kw'omubiri bya kaakati nga tekutuuka okwenkanya n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okutubikulwa ffe. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindira okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu, si lwa kwagala kwabyo, wabula ku bw'oyo eyabufugisa okusuubira. Nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biri bw'obw'eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe n'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebitonde byonna bisinda era biyumbibwa wamu okutuusa kankano. Era si kyo kyokka, naye nanaffe abalina ebiba libereberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tuyindirira okufuuka abaana
Oh, yes, praise Jesus. That today, the creation have been saved. We are
suffering
man in the garden from the beginning. But now, we want him to be redeemed. That he becomes a child of God. That we are grooming with them.
Kubanga nyumba yaffe eyensiisira ey'omunsi eryalizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda nyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu.
Now the people are already against us.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
We
are in our journey.
First
of all, we have to confirm the heavenly body from heaven. Then we shall move as we move, we go. The second thing, we have to get
clear
that you're closed with the armors.
I
will be hitting on them little in this battle or in our journey as we go back. The enemy is targeted all over.
It is
crossing like a lowering line behind our way, seeking whom who has gone out of the way that he may devour him.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. Let's proceed in Corinthians.
Second Corinthians 5:2. Nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Bwe tuliyambazibwa, kwesi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
Okimanyi okukwabya mu ggulu. Ne bakuddiza kulya
ogwafunaokukwala emagulu.
Nga wenna olinganga muno
And they put on the armor of God in this way. Yes, you
praise Jesus. I want to hit on them little by little as we began our journey. We are in Ephesians. I want to show you the armor you have to put on the garments of the clothes of that body. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 13.
Mwambalenga ebyo kulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda.
And you light yourself. Believe that your clothing is faith comes from hearing. Hearing the word of God. Let me tell you what they tell us here.
Ephesians 6:11. Ebyo kulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Setaani.
Until now, we put on the armor of God.
By the time you sit with this guy, when it has already worked a big work in you.
Ephesians 6:12.
Because what you're going to close, they too are not flesh and blood. They have a body, they go on of the spirits. Praise Jesus. For the one we're going to rest of you, they're not flesh and blood. This you go, I pray, I bind.
The Bible explains in
2 Corinthians,
it
expects you to say,
we don't rest against the Lord.
But now, after you get the body from heaven, because you've not yet go back to heaven, you have to also put on the armor.
Ephesians 6:13.
It's not death, it's not spiritual force of darkness, it's not lack of knowledge.
That's where
they As long as they know the churches, they make them.
Never put up the ones.
And they won't ask down here.
People know what we're
going to do. We shall claw when we get the fire from heaven.
Ephesians 13.
Kale mutwale
ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda.
Nti bwe muba mutambula. Kale mutwale ebyokulwanyisa.
All the armor.
Byonna.
All.
Mulyoke muyinzenga okuguma ku lunaku olubi.
Nti tulyoke tugume okuguma ennaku embi zitulungira
mu wakati. All days attack us in the way.
Era bwe mulimala okukola byonna musobole okuyimirira.
Nti bwe tulimala okukola ebyokulwanyisa
byonna. After we have all these weapons,
tusobola okuyimirira.
We can now stand.
Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima.
Nti mu kiwato.
That in the ways.
Amazima galina okunywera.
The truth has to be
straight. Naye Bible beyogera amazima.
But when Bible speaks of truth,
as I know siwa mu kiwato.
It has to be put the way.
Siya kwenye.
It's not of life. Nisi
amazima mu kiwato.
I put the veil of truth. No. When Bible explains, in John 14,
yes,
it says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
For
he explains the way that
you
now ask yourself, how do you wrap yourself Christ on the waist?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
Hebrews 10 says, in the book where I was written about, that the way you put the truth in, you should not get out of the scroll which speaks of him. And whatever they speak out of this book, whether they are twisted or they have added it, you have to get off it. This is the truth you have to be in. For he has
truth.
He came in the scroll where he was written about. John 5, verse 29. And down. He said that you seek me through scriptures,
open
through
your
life. But all of them speak about me, they point on me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
himself is the truth.
He
is the scroll. And when I tell you to put it on the waist, you cannot dare put it yourself unless you read to understand it. Ephesians 6:14.
This righteousness, why have they put it in the chest?
Not this physical chest that you're going to see. It is upon the chest of the inner man. And to keep it there,
they
check the hardness of your physical body. For you must believe with your heart. Romans 10:10.
The person who
believes with their heart to be given righteousness, and they confess with their mouth to be saved. Now this blessed
prayer,
get right as
you
must believe the word of God alone.
The
Bible says, Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing,
and
hearing the word of God.
If
you believe in the word of God,
the
blessed prayer, you have kept it.
And
you get stories
that
they went to heaven, you passed a rope,
woman,
it's upon you.
The one that you have
to God bless what you have kept.
Ephesians 6:15.
Era
nga munandise mu bigere okweteekateeka okw'enjiri ey'emirembe.
Kaakati engatto gy'olina okwambala.
You are supposed to clothe.
Ekinnamagye.
Of the soldier.
Mugeri ya Katonda.
In the army of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Enjiri wansi.
The gospel down there.
Y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
In righteousness.
Obwakabaka
bw'omu ggulu. The kingdom of heaven.
Eyo njiri olina okuba ng'ogyambala.
That gospel must have closed in.
Katufulima ng'ogyambala.
You don't like to ask that you close it like that.
N'enkola zammwe bwe zibadde.
As the ways have been.
You read it here. To the inner man. And he makes it himself. And he gets his shoe. And it's a gospel of truth. A gospel of peace. A gospel of the kingdom of heaven in righteousness. Which is not called where there's no fear. It's called the gospel of peace.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
it must be that you have closed it very well.
Ephesians 6:16.
Now there is a shield of faith.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. This shield.
We see
it is done in Isaiah 28:9-13. It has to be command by command. Scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there. Our master has ever used it. In Matthew 4. And look for. If he had gone in the
battle,
that tells him it's written.
And
they will
uphold
him. He had a shield of scriptures. He too brought a little from here. And he told him. And
it was
also written. Do not test the Lord your God. Which stops the enemy.
And
you move in this life. And he brings in you enemies. You see the scriptures counteracted that.
He
tries to put a shield to guide evil to get out of you. That shield we speak of. You don't claim by holding the shield. You don't just hold it like that. Scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there. Command by command.
And
the enemy of the scripture which come and stand in his front. That is the way our master used that face of
shield.
Because faith.
Hearing
the word of God. The shield of faith.
Is
scripture by scripture.
Gambo wangu ni mwana wa
Katonda. You say the son of God.
Fura mind yake
ni. And this story to fold.
Kitufu ni mwana wa
Katonda. Truly I'm the son of God.
Necha wani.
But it is written.
Mutaja kubira una mwana.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Inga mwali wali.
The shield was right there.
Atata na kanwali
kanwali. He handles it here, you know there.
Mwani haku kuchibda kawa.
Let's handle the next thing.
Habibu se tuye msula ya mkaga. Nuri gira kumi na mkaga.
Ephesians 6:16.
Meku. Eneba yisanga. Okuzikiriza obusale mwana. Obw'omuliro obw'omubi muwebwe ne sepeewo ey'obulokozi
waliwo sepeewo y'obulokozi
eyo yaka mu nnimi
ez'omuliroabeera
mwoyo
mutukuvueyazuukiza
mukama
waffeesepeewo gyoteekawokimanyi
mwajira
bakuba
amatume yabajjako nga nnimi za muliro
ngeemuli sepeewoyabulokozi
atiawe simanyi wa bulijjo oteekako
erako
sepeewo
yabulokozinaye
nga mwoyo alina
okubaawo the spirit has to be pleasant.
Yeyakanga ennimi ez'omuliro ku mibiri
gy'abatukola
sapeewo
yabeokituka
era kiri mbalungi esula ey'omunaana omwoyo yazuukiza
kristoera
naffe yatuzuukira Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now
in this
moment,
the one who lives
us,
the Holy Spirit, must rest on our
head.
He has to base from there. In your mind,
so that
you work through your understanding, your counsel, your knowledge, your understanding, your power, right here, he works best in here.
It's
the helmet of salvation.
It's
right in his fullness in the seven spirits.
Now,
I don't know what you have been putting on the helmet.
Ephesians 6:17.
Now the sword of the Spirit is right there, the word. If you are, you want to pass, it has to be the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
if all what I
want
to tell you, brethren, the nation of the church,
we call
back the kingdom of heaven, which you have known as we have, our citizenship is
here.
And here, Christ has brought us down here. Those angels of counsel who move by the host, those
black horses.
Those
are the ones who bring us. They have buckets in which they bring us within. Spirits which have not closed
our body.
They put us in our mother's wombs.
And
God clothes us with fresh wine from there. But as you're getting out of this body, you must have sent you a body from heaven, which you're going to go back with. And after they give it to you, we as ministers, we have to come and try to show you. And you close down the spiritual weapons. To be able to reach home.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So much to know.
Now, all these, that's why he speaks like this. In Joel chapter 2. In Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 12.
Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Ila na ye, neka kano, mchukile. Munchukire n'omutima gwammwe gwonna, n'okusiiba n'okukaaba amaziga n'okuwubaala.
Mukama n'agamba era kankana omutuukire n'omutima gwammwe gwonna n'okusiiba.
Kati simanyi obadde osiiba.
What do you have to
see? There is a fasting of God and of Satan. Now,
on the 12,
I don't know which one you have been fasting. Bible speaks of fasting four types. Let me give you of them.
Yes,
you have
to see.
Praise Jesus.
You
have a fasting.
Isaiah 58.
The fasting which God commanded. This fasting is so
surprising.
God speaks of it. It's not of having your life or your spirit. You take care of the orphans.
You feed
the hungry.
You
come the strangers.
Christ
you've been doing it for.
It
is breaking you off.
Things
like that. That's why it's a fasting like that.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. There is a fasting.
The
Holy Spirit leads through. Look for Matthew 4.
The fasting
the Holy Spirit leads
through.
The Bible speaks of it.
That
is for 40 days.
But
you shouldn't feel hungry.
In
those 40 days they are done. Until they have been finished. And you begin to feel hungry. That is also there. Of the Holy Spirit which leads. That is also what God showed. That one is in you for rain. Isaiah 58. Which you have written down.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There is
third fasting. Which we see in the book of Esther. The fasting of 3 days.
Free will.
It is called free will. The free will fasting. You decide it yourself.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
there is a fasting
of
Jezebel.
The
fasting of Satan.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
We
saw it in 1 Kings. First Kings 21.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, Jezebel, we are here.
When Jezebel commanded fast that they can kill Naboth.
What
is also the same fasting of Satan. Which we see Samuel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
his king commanded
them,
and they reached the temple, they couldn't see where they are going, and they troubled the village. Now that one was put it aside.
And they handled
the fasting God commanded of the Holy Spirit and the free will.
Fasting.
This is why he speaks of it here. We shall be chasing that on the other day. When we shall finish things of
tongues,
we shall study the Spirit of God and watch the
tongues.
We shall study it through there.
After
we shall finish the tongues, we
began,
we shall enter to see the fast. For Satan
has
the fasting he brought, which he has spread all over the church, and they forget the fasting in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So
now
they have told you, Lord, that we turn to him with all our hearts, and there is fasting.
The
fasting which is major here is Isaiah 58. For it involves giving up, speaking evil words. You give up pointing hands and scorning people and minimizing they is taking away pride, not seeking what you want as yourself, not speaking what you want as yourself, is living your own way in that fast. That is the major one here.
Joel 2:13.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
Adam,
he said,
pretend
you are putting on sorrowful, put on
tonsil.
You're lying in the dust.
Adam,
he has said, go right in your heart. Rend it out. Put it on your table. Begin to take it
out.
Whether it decided
not to believe
the word which comes from the
enter
in your heart, put out what which are not of righteousness.
That
you can put it right. For that helmet.
It said,
you have to believe with your heart.
The
enemies you have in your heart, I speak of your body. There are two enemies in your heart. They are very major. The heart and the tongue. That's why Romans 10:10.
He
first handles these two ones.
And
the man believes with his heart to be given righteousness. And they confess with their mouth to be saved. But these two are very hard. The heart gets of a sickness which can't be healed. And even though you believe with your wisdom, and the heart does not believe and accept it, it begins to say, me, I never accepted and believed it.
Whoever
says man believes with his heart, it's like they will say,
make
a person agree with his neighbor.
Enemy
will be the one of them. But the
first
one in you is the heart.
That's
why they told you, and you believe in your heart.
You
have heard the words of life. You have heard them well. You have
heard.
We have to believe them. And if you don't want, you get out and walk from outside. Let them get out of the house. Can it get out?
You have to
accept what you tell it.
Another
one to speak next.
Your name
is the tongue. For in James,
he has spoken up
that it's very dangerous.
He
can light the entire body.
I confess the things of your salvation?
What you have been speaking is vulgar. That's why the confession says, refuse all the sins. And you speak with your tongue.
But
if you don't make it speak, and it will reach and you say, I've never confessed that. These are the enemies in your house.
N'ekiweebwayo ekyokunywa eri Mukama Katonda wammwe. Mufuire ekondeere mu Sayuni. Mutukuze okusiiba.
Nti okusiiba kulina okutukuzibwa.
The first has to be holy.
Nina okumanya okusiiba
okutukuzibwa.
Mufuire ekondeere mu Sayuni. Mutukuze okusiiba. muite okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu
nti wabeewo okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu
obwetebwaobadde
mu isaayo
esulesoa
waliwo enkuŋŋaana
zeyagobyeezeddiri
ezefaananyiza ng'ekikwati ezosu yazigobye n'atugamba enkuŋŋaana z'okutamu
okuŋŋaana
zirina kuba ntukuvu temulina kukolebwamu kintu kyonna ekiri mu pulaani
y'omuntu
wabula mu pulaani y'obwakabaka bwa
katonda
okukuŋŋaana kwayagala nga kutukuvu
tuli mu yoweri sura ya kubiri n'olulimi lwa kumi na mukaaga mukuŋŋanye abantu mutukuze ekibiina
tulina ekibiina okufuba
okulaba
nga kitukuvu
lwaki
kubanga mpita ekisooka esula esooka onyola kumi n'omusawo
n'okusinu
adamu mubeere batukuvu
laba
ndi omutukuvu oba ensonga bwe twagala okusiikana
kitaffe
mutukuvu
kyavaaga mubeere batukuvuanange bwendi omutukuvu
mu misoni z'ekkanisa
mulimu
n'ekigambo okutukuza ekibiina
tufuba
kulaba nga batukuvu
nane
kyebalaga
lwali
omutukuvu yesu
yebazibwe
kubanga mutukuvu ne misoni y'ekkanisa kutukuza kibiina babeere nga batukuvu kubanga gye tugenda mutukuvu era yagamba awatali butuukirivu tewali wakulaba
katonda
yesu yebazibwe kyava agambye nti mutukuze
ekibiina
tetukuŋŋanya kibiina
kukiŋŋanya
nakulaba nti nambaddewo
mu
mubiri wano bambadde amasuuti bonna tulina okulaba nga batukuvu
nabe
tuwulidde
ebyambalo
byabwe birina okubeera
ngeekiri
kyekyo
mazima
mu kiwato ekyomukifuba
ky'obutuukirivu
engabo wano wakweri ekigambo bwe kiri
kyatoola
obulokozi
naye
nga
byonna
biri mu butukuvu
nga
tolina wagyeko newakubadde
ebbala
newakubadde obufunyiro kubanga ekkanisa gyagenda okudda
okulaba bifaanana
yesu yebazibwe so tenjagala okutegeeza waluganda kutukuza kibiina tetukuŋŋaanya bantu kubaleekanya leekanya nakuba ku byanduulu nakuba ku baligo wabala bakuŋŋaanyisa okutukuza ekibiina kubanga gye bagenda mutukuvu ate amos 3
egambyeyoola
okusatu ababiri tebajja kusobola
kuyirabula
okugjako nga bamaze okukkaayo kati sisuubira kyogenda genda osobola okubeera ne katonda omutukuvu ngaagambye beera
mutukuvuomwogaana
tekisoboka
eyo
gye bayita mission of
the church
tulimu yoweri sura ya kubiri n'olulimi lwa kumi na
mukaaga
mukuŋŋanye abantu mutukuze ekibiina
nti mubakuŋŋaanye
nebasaba
mala okujja mubatukuze
consecrate them
simanyi oba bafaayo okutukuza
oba mind to consecrate you
oba bafaayo ku kimu ekyekkumi
ekiweebwayo
n'ebiweebwayo ebirala amos
mukaaga
yagambye amos balangirire
bebaagalabyafaayo
okulaba
ekibbo
kiteriddemwetufaayo
bemuteeoba
mugula mu kkubo ne mugenda
mumaaboabo
abaana ye yabula
mulemo
gwayogerako
ate
abiri musatu kibano bakabona abazibe b'amaaso bakulembeddemu bazibe
banaana
bakuva mu kinyi
webagonda
akulembeddemu
si
mutukuvu kati gwana
kukuzaala
bayibuli eboogerako nti abantu abamanyire okukola
ebibayinza okutuuka
yesu yebazibwe
so
mukukuŋŋaanya n'ekigendo
ekyofuuke
mutukuvu
oluvannyuma
lwofuuka omutukuvu
n'essaala
y'omutuukirivu oba essaala
y'omutuukirivu
ekola mingi
yesu yebazibwe
singa lwatukutukuza essaala yandibadde ya mugaso
nnyo tetwandikusanisiza
sabasaba wandibadde yogera kimu bibi nga bibaawo kubanga ekibiina kitukuvu naye ekibiina ne bwekisanisa
nga
kitukuvu essaala zaabwe zibatambuza eri
katonda
You
speak very Proverbs. That the prayer of they will not hold the laws of God are detestable to him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now, because
we prepare you to be the
child
of God in prayer.
Prayer
to be given has to work. Prayer of warfare must work. Prayer of repentance, you are
charged.
Not waste your time. No.
Prayer
of righteous man. If the church do the mission,
we
study the position where we have to stand. Let me tell you, you're joking. Ups and read of them and see. Angels come
to
them, but they are counted to be holy. They speak one, two, and they are picked. But now, church,
we have
abandoned the mission and forgotten
it.
The mission of the church are also abandoned. Chapter 2, verse 16. Gather the elders and the children. But when all have been
placed,
make them become holy.
Agamati, mukunganya abakadde, mulete abaana abato. Now, Abayonka, my baby.
Now, Abayonka!
Then the one blessed
lady.
Don't you see her there?
She
too, she's hearing. Because she has nothing to tell you.
Your
fish doesn't keep.
If they don't
speak, why do they speak in the bedrooms with the angels? Why do you speak with them and they laugh?
All
of them, God says, preach the gospel, then they will be holy.
They on breastfeeding,
there. Speak to them. Why is it like that? When you look to Job,
the
Bible says
that
they are captured by Satan from the breasts. And you tell them, my child, you are going to
be.
And when you see the one telling them, and they have made their lips with
it.
They have cut off
their
don't think the mother puts
them
and they are all happy. And they are preaching to them to be like them. When they begin to close them, you get
amazed.
My child, you have really put on shape.
They
are preaching them. She grows when she's very wild.
That's
why we preach to them when they're younger.
They are younger.
In the womb, touch them. Tell them, don't get out when you're stubborn. They have come from there in heaven.
For
as we are looking at Job, Job
22,
he shows us that they are captured right from the breasts.
Satan
takes them totally.
So, now,
in gathering all of these
ones,
we are trying to consecrate them to be holy. For where they are
going,
the one there is holy. That is the Father in heaven. In our citizenship in heaven, we come from there.
Joel 2:16.
I don't mind you when your minds have been captured with weddings and getting married. Bible says they will find them when they are married and getting married. When you marry, get out of the bed, don't delay there. They shouldn't capture you and
instead
enjoy. No. Get up, come and be consecrated. For the days are coming.
I was married.
Come and we consecrate you more.
Bamaze okukola obufumbo
obutukuvu
jafuna entondo
yomufumbo
usobola okwonoona nga wakamala okukola
obufumbo
nemuddeyo nemwevuma
nemwogera ebigambo ebisi
Yesu
yebazibwa
nti ebyaliwo mu
ndagaano
yali kukuza
bwewasanga
emala ng'omwaka mulamba
tolabiseeko
naye kuno yabaga
amuveeyoyagenda
okwasaba
abantu
baabeere ne boonoona
n'awasinza
kati
mumukolwaekabe
kisengo kyange
kyonoyange
bange biro byatukananga abamu bajjakisinganirwa nga bawasa
bafuuibwaebirowoozo
bwentu
byagenda
yamaze n'atunyonnyola n'emikolo gy'embaga bwe girina
okuwerakandira
n'embaga
liggweraosoerikumala buddemungi
mwange biro bijja awasiza
lemaabirenga
n'afumbiddwa abirenga
atonabakufumba
kubanga oli yakibanja kimu kubeera
batukuvu
tagenda agamba gulaki tewafumbiwa
lwaki
gwe tuwawa
yesu
yebazibwa kyagenda okukubanja kiri kimu mutukuvu era n'abawasa basobole okubeera
abatbalemewa
okwaganokubeera n'ebirowoozo kubaera bawasa era nga tumugendwa kubeera
batukuvuyuwuliresula yakubiri n'olubiri n'omugole mu nju ye bakabona baweereza bakabona abaweereza ba mukama bakaabire amaziga wakati w'ekisasi n'ekyoto era boogere nti saasira abantu bo ayi mukama so towaayo busika bwo kuvumibwa amawanga okubafuga kiki ekinaaba kiboogeza mu mawanga nti katonda waabwe ali ludda wa
tunaabeera
abatukuvu
abeera
mu masekati
gafe
mupiita kisooka njakubanga kino ekya mission kisooka
nekiyimirizaako
tulabeko ku
order
of the
church
tumaze okubanga tutegedde gye tulaga tugenda kubanga twekuumye tutya okusobola okulabika nga ate tutuuka bulungi
mu
bwakabaka
obwomugulutulabye
nga gye twava era n'ekigema ky'ekkanisa
tulabika
nga tuyamba abantu okuddayo
mu
bwakabaka obwomugulu kama ajja kubanga atuwadde
omukiuli
mupita ekisooka
esuula
esooka omuyula
15
petero ekisooka esuula esooka oluyula 15 naye engoye yabayita bwali omutukuvu era namwe mubeerenga batukuvu mu mpisa zonna kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti munaabanga batukuvu kubanga nze ndi mutukuvu era bwe muyita kitammwe asala omusango atali kusaliriza ng'omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe guli mutambulenga n'entiisa mu biro byammwe ebyokuba abayise
yesu yebazibwa gyetulaga mutukuvu atugambye nammwe mubeere batukuvu yesu yebazibwa era nga bwe tuli abayise mutambule n'entiisa sikubanga owulira mu kkubo n'otalaba mu nsi
yeewa
yesu yebazibwa so ng'ekyo kiri bwe
kityo
kyava atuma ebirabo
bye
naye ng'ekigendwa kyo
abatukuvu
nga kristu
bwali
yesu yebazibwa
era nga nekitaffe bwaliwekkubaefe
olulabe n'ebirabo
bakibitumibwaefeso
sula kusomeya
muli ku yakuna olumi lwomwenu
Ephesians 4:9. Nabayigiriza. Olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo.
Kutuukiriza abatukuvu. Babeerenga
batuukiriza.
Kubanga tetulaga mu butukuvu.
Tebaakumabirawo
kunoonya ssente ze
balin'amayumba
n'kubanga
byo
Katonda bye yasooka
okukuwa
mu lugendo lwaffe bino
tukikozesa
kyava ayogera
mu
Peter ekyokubiri
essuula
esooka
mu
lwokubiri ng'obuyinza bw'obwakatonda n'amala byokuba bye twetaaga mu bulamu buno
naye
kumuweereza nti olw'okuba tuli mulamu
atutambuleatumuwe
tetwetaaga mukkuliwekyova atuma abatume bannabbi basumba bakozi byamagero basobole okubeerawo mukkubu
lyaffe
ng'aba red cross
kati
batabukira
butayesu
okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera mwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo.
Kivuna waliyo mu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda
okuba mukwano
okulikati
bano simanyi kwakkiririza mu
musuba
simanyi kwakkiririza mu
mazzi
mwenna buli omu
n'okukkiriza
eddiini zino bye
zirinezikkiriza
naye buli yetubanja
okukkiriza
bwe tulaba akubeera mu
gulu
kutegeezezza nti kanisa
wali
bakizibu sitaani nakizimba
bubiyo
n'okukkiriza abantu buli omwali
kukwe
wali yalina obutambaala wali yalina
amayini
yegaagaba wali yakkiriza nti yebamukusaba kusabisa busabisa
bantu
oyo ye nga byakkiriza naye nga batugamba tulina okutuuka mu kukkiriza kumu kwa Kristo oba oli mutume oba oli nabbi oba oli musumba kuba abantu bakkiriza ekigambo kya
Katonda
era batuuke mu butukuvu obwamukama waffe Yesu okutukuza ekibiina okusobola okukizza mu ggulu kubanga waffe
weggulu
okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu mu nkwe olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba
nti waliyo abatula mu kizikiza eyo
bamutatula yangetwasomako
mu lugendo
lne
bateesa okuleeta
ebintu kati
bwe tuba tukuze
atwalibwanjiri
tumaze okulonda obulimba
obaekozereza
abasitaan
naye bwe twogeranga amazima mu kwagala tulyoke tukule okutuuka mu ye mu byonna gwe mutwe Kristo mu oyo omubiri gwonna bwe gugattibwa obulungi ne gunywezebwa awamu buli nnyingo ng'ereeta ebyayo ng'okukola mukigera kwa buli kitundu bwe kuli omubiri gweyongera okukula olw'okwezimba mu kwagalana.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Ntifenga
ababeera ku mubiri gwa
Mukama
Paka amakumi abiri
ntebiri
mukula ebiri ku nsi biri mu Kristo Yesu era byebifa olumubiri gwa Yesu. Wabuli omu ku ffe alina ennyingo gy'agattako, tulinanga bala ebitundu
by'omubiri
nga biri mu oda yaakyo, buli kimu n'okuweereza kwakyo naye nga bibeeza
omubiri.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Kati mulimu ebyatemebwako era ekkanisa bw'ebeera ku nsi ebirabo by'omubiri tebiriwo.
It's not a church. For the church, it's built by spiritual gifts. It's not built by bricks. This is a synagogue, a temple. We are the ones who are
building
the church, each one with his
gifts,
and he joins on the body.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. That's why the angels, who are just from heaven, they were cut off the body. That's why they are fighting it. They are fighting us on the body of Christ.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
So, now
in this journey,
I want
to tell you, what we call church order. Let me
hint
of it a little because of time. We are in
1
Corinthians 14.
Kale kanisa yonna bw'eba ng'ekuŋŋaanidde wamu, bonna ne boogera ennimi, ne wayingira abatamanyi oba abatakkiriza, tebaligamba nti mulaluse. Naye bonna bwe babuulira ne wayingira atakkiriza oba atamanyi, anenyezebwa bonna, asalirwa bonna omusango.
Ebimu ebiri mu kkanisa
twerekedde
okulaba
kyakyoda
agambe mwenayo basingana
omusanda
ayingira okimanyi nti mwenda mwenna okudda mu nnimi
nemwogera
kijjawo oda
y'ekkanisa.
Kati weyongereyo
ennimi
tujja zoogera
ku lunaku
zikola zitya bazikozesa
Kolinso kisooka essuula 14 n'olulimi lubiri lwa 25 ebyama eby'omutima eby'omutima gwe birabisibwa era bw'atyo alivunama amaaso n'asinza Katonda ng'ayogera nga Katonda alimu mmwe ddala.
Bw'asiŋŋaana nga mubuulira
onanyumira
kino
n'olyamiza
okubikula ebyama
byomukiri
mu nnimi kiri mu kusomesa
kigambo.
I want us to read
something here. 1 Corinthians 14:26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda?
This is what we want.
Bwe mukungaana, buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, alina ekimubikuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza, byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Buli muntu
every person
mu kirabo kye
in their gift
omulimu gwe
in their work
akole olw'okuzimba.
Bw'oba oyimba olina
kuyimba okulanga waliwo
akukuzibwa, waliwo azimbwa mu Kristo Yesu.
Buli mulimu gw'olera
okola mu
kibaliza church order
the church order
olina okuba w'oli
n'akola
eriiso
ndiriira wasala
bitundu
byamu is to benefit. As we are here, each one of the body has its
role.
And one doesn't interfere in the other.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Because the eye, it cannot say, you here get away, we are the chief among the body.
buli omu ne bwali
ate
buli omu
asibamu ekitibwa olw'obuweerezayasomola kikyawandiayagala
okubeera
omuabeere
muweereza
w'abalalaeriso
nedabejjamyetemakookoe
kutunawulira nti bajjamuebasoka
nebabuuzaowezaamu
mumekatusooke
tumuwokyolaayagala ti okujjamubonna babaya
nebakwata
nkugenda ekkuba omuntu n'ebigere neyeetanga ayagala mukaaneekotegejawa
bwabaana batebawenebwoweza mumeka
batusa
noliisoobaweereza bwalina
era obigere waawulira
nemutima
abategeezebwako nti
bagenda
obakale kutunaawulira nti mugenda
temakukaaka
ekkanisa erina byotakolatekwefaako mu
lugendo
lwaffewali oda
yakatumanyi
buli omuwaayiwa naye tumanyi buli omu walina
kuyambaokusobola
okudda
ewaka
tulimba kolinso ekisooka sula ya 14 oluyiira
27
omuntu bwayogeranga olulimi bwogerenga babiri oba bangi basatu era mu mpalo era muvuunulenga
kati ne bwoba oyogera
lulimi
nga tuli mu
kanisa
tugambe kati njogera
luganda
waliwo akyusa
bwoleeta
olukyayiwateka okubaawo
avuunula
wasobole okubaawo oda
mukaolwoleserwa amalayiwalina
okuba abala bona balina
okuwasirizanetufunayo
avuunwa
olulimiwalamalayiwekiba
kigaamuyaobuvuyo
mubujjamuaayi
emizibu buli
kumugwebonanebakubawoeeebaleekaa
mwabire byekojuzi
nyatulaaabakibagwako
babaddeyoomualeekaanabyayaganaugera
byayagaa
ekanisa ayina okuba ne
oda ekyalokubanga
okuva mubwakabaka
bwomukulubali
mu oda kitundu kyaffe mubwakabaka
bwomukulu
era bwetukola oda yobwakabaka
bwomukulu
nabo batusindikira bambasada okuva
mukulune
batya ne babeera mu njogera
kubamalayo
tulimba kolesa ekisooka essula ya 14 oyira 27 omuntu bweyayogeranga olulimi bwogerenga babiri obanga bangi basatu era mu mpalo era omu avuunulenga naye obanga tewali avuunula asirikenga mu kanisa
naye bwekibeera nti tuli mukanisa ebikwalega ne oda
yekanisawanotutandikiddeko
kubanga netulina okukola
wanoekuyo
birina
okubaakyavaayogera
nibyagala nikolewe
munsibikolewebwebinaba
bwebiogenda okukola ku
bambasadabaliwanoyogera kubamaakubanga
kanisa bwe yasooka okuba
mu
odaodako ndi malayika bekanisa
seven visitors.
They
seven angels. In that seven groups. In the kingdom of heaven. They are sent even on earth. They send seven battalions and they base somewhere on earth in those churches to be able to base there to help the church. That's why angels were helping Peter. They were not from there. They were all, they had already come residing on earth and they are moving over now to look for an angel. They have begun to call fallen angels. And angels reaches and they all resort to shouting. They never spoke anything, those angels. Scratching themselves, others protruding their eyes, others even got mad.
First Corinthians 14:28.
You keep quiet in your soul yourself, and it begins to remain in yourself.
First Corinthians 14:29.
Others were supposed to hear and decide.
You can all come here, and the order has to be there. You must be revealed, raise your hand.
When they choose you, and this one was speaking, they keep quiet. This one is speaking, another is speaking.
They are
not giving them a chance to speak. They are behind speaking. That's why
what
the scripture says, young men should never preach in the church. Not on the
pulpit.
That's the church. They will got it from me. They will reject them. For the spirit of the gift, when it comes on a woman, doesn't he give him a gift?
Yes, he was.
Raise gift. Now they have that mindset, and they refuse to speak in a church.
Now they refuse them to stand here to speak.
Yes, this church is out. It's the gathering. Now they used to base in the middle and speak, and they refused them to speak within the church or to preach from there. But one would ask the other, yesterday you were saying, now it is written this, now someone is proceeding on.
They refuse women to speak, purely the church.
First Corinthians 14:31. That the Spirit is heavy upon me, and I fall down with it, and you roll down, and the question is which spirit has fallen on you? For the Spirit of God, that he connects the spirit, and you begin to connect, you say, I'm not going to fall, you don't fall.
That spirit
will not be controlled.
When we study Satan,
we study the spirit of Satan.
The spirit of Satan
is one.
The spirit of Satan is
one.
On Tuesday,
that's
what we study.
You
will see
the
spirit which can't be
controlled.
He said, calling all of you.
I'm not going to be able to control the spirit.
The way you understand it, that's where we came from.
And he's controlled.
But not this control.
Limiting
him that he has to put it outside.
And then
you're going to bring out the tongue.
The way that I don't need it.
Seems that demon of a night dance has fallen on you. When a night dance has not gone to commit it, you see them sleeping when the tongue is rolling.
Others
stand and they speak and they are mobbing. And they don't understand. That is the spirit called of tongues these days in the church. It is of the night dancers. These days it fell somewhere.
Shumba
is a pastor. He's right out there. He's of miracle idea.
He said, don't
touch him. After he bites, they will bite him.
If you find
on this one,
they
run the other and say, we are quitting.
I don't know what to do.
Total disorder. Jerusalem
was
even bow where he is.
They would have shouted that God has come. God is not a God of disorder.
What God has come?
He sees the God of peace. He troubles. He sees the God of peace.
You have taken all our place, you have run, you have no chairs, you have hit your head there.
Bakolinsi ekisoke sula ya kumi na nnya n'olulimi lwasatu mu ssatu. Agati kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogana naye wa mirembe nga mu kanisa zonna ez'abatukuvu.
Nti kanisa zonna ze bayita
ez'abatukuvualina
kubeera
mulaki
si wa kuyogana ate nga alina okubanga wa mirembe si wa malayika
b'embugasi.
Kyali kigaliddwawo ddala olw'abaana ba Isirayiri, tewali afuluma newankubadde ayingira. Mukama n'agamba Yosuwa nti, laba nkukiwadde mu mukono gwo Yeriko ne kabaka waamu n'abazira ab'amaanyi, era mulikyetooloola ekibuga, abalwanyi mwenna nga mukyetooloola omulundi gumu. Bw'onookolanga bw'otyo ennaku mukaaga, ne bakabona omusanvu balisitula eŋŋombe omusanvu.
Yesu yebazibwa. Bakola oda mu buli
omubiri,
bakabona musanvu n'amakondere musanvu.
Waliyo
bakabona musanvu mu kibuga
Yerusalemu,
bamalayika omusanvu abakuta amakondere musanvu.
Bwe baatuumiranga ne balyawo
omuggulu ne
baduumira.
Kugenda kwa namukulu kuli wa Katonda. Munano nisoka ngo.
Yabatu
kuwa malaika mshana.
Na
munga haku tamakondo ni
mshana.
Ebitu mno vya langa we.
Kabili
mungo da ya.
Kuli kulisula ya munano nisoka luga. Babu ya bimbu la kawone ilo akom sangu. Ni wapa kasiri kiliyo munguru nga chitulicha sawa. Ni inda babu malaika musangu. Awe mbira masuga Katonda. Ni wawewa obukombe musangu.
Ba malaika musangu.
Seven angels.
Mbaka baka wongu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Omu.
One.
Babili.
Two.
Basatu.
Three.
Bana.
Four.
Batano.
Five.
Mukaga.
Six.
Musangu.
Seven.
Bebatu mire jeli.
They are the ones who command the army of heaven.
Oda batifuno kubeli omu.
They get the order from the Holy Spirit.
Omu nuku batifuno kubeli.
The Holy Spirit gets it from Christ.
Batifuno kubeli.
Christ gets it from the Father.
Father,
as they get it, they command the groups of angels, seven of them. In Revelation 15, they were only the weapons.
Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus.
There
is the order which was in heaven. As they were moving from Egypt,
those are
the groups of the angels who are leading them. Now church, today even us,
can't
well and organize the church of your heart.
There are
groups of angels who are sending.
We
are sent directly here. We are not going to hold trumpets. What they do, they send angels direct here. And they come and minister in us. For they had already revealed that the angels are workers together with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why I'm not
going to go deeper into it. You shall come back and see how it moves.
It's the
word of heaven, how it worked on earth. Let's go to Revelations briefly. You wonder how the church
had been
planned. How was it moving? The church in the Acts. Revelations. Revelation chapter 2. First one.
Kulikura isule yukumili, nori yosoka lugamba. Ili malaika wekanisa yom Efeso wandi kati.
Kati malaika.
Now the angel.
Ekanisa zangu kana. Zangu
chufu. In time and they were holy.
Erana mkana wawa wakina.
When God was choosing them. What the problem
was
they gave their angel, their message.
Jupiter.
Remember.
John
is in the spiritual realm. He's given a message. But in the message, on the face of Ephesus, there is an angel. Let him be given a message to take it there.
No, we are not one.
As he had written here, the angel was given to him. As he came to all the seven churches, John bringing them. And their angel had reached their portion to them. Those angels were always there
Mukanisa.
In the church. They came in battalions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the seven angels, the one I told you, they have commanders who are seven.
They are
going to lead them, they are seven. When we start wearing the
God,
they say to us at
here,
and they begin to meet with us.
But
if you still have confusion in the church like this, you cannot there see angels. For there in heaven, they walk in order. They don't mess up their ranks.
Revelations 2:8. What will you get a little bit of a little community?
That the Malaika were you?
The church of that age was given, that age was also given a message there.
What down by a Kanisa?
Now the church.
The American world
was just a part of to be
there.
Prayer!
Prayer! Prayer!
And your angels were right there. Everyone who resides there
will
fellowship the
UN.
That's why
it
was easy to know what concerns the church. The angels will follow you to home. And they reveal to you what concerns you to another, what you do home. Church was so well. But he warned us. If we get out of the church and refuse to
walk,
angels were to be taken away. And that is what it is. Reaching to today, where we are going to go back to truth. And
he
brings back the groups of angels. He showed me. And there are horses and there are many. And they are coming to base in this nation. And they will go move the entire nation. And they are putting bases there. And they will base there to execute the last mission. Revelations 2:8.
Eri malaika ukanisa yomusumu na wandi kanti watu wa yogele wolu vele velie ilo uenkome ilo yali afute na abo mulamu
yes yes kakati
now
emi tupigendo soko kule
so this is going to be faster
zidia kuwa besi
they are going to be besi zunia 7
imani wa watebe
I don't know where he has prepared
na hindi kuchito kukua mkwa
that must happen in this nation
musangu ezigendo soko
kule 7 besi zunia going to begin with.
You know,
pastors, the first
holiday,
I don't know whether they know what he's doing. He's going to take you back and you make bases.
Bases
where he's going to make bases. To work in the entire world. Remember the seven spirits we saw under this nation. They have these angels in seven
groups.
And those groups, he's going to put bases. And they want Zana. And there's the base. In another district. And there are bases there. Yet the ages are there. And this time, we are going to see them moving live on earth. Let us see verse 18. Revelations 2:18.
What will you get? Omwana wa Katonda alina amaaso agalinga ennimi z'omuliro.
Malaika singana waneno no Philip. An angel meets Philip. And he tells him straight, get closer to the work board and preach that.
What was service
in the way? Service with them. But they were in us. That's where the writing says. You can welcome angels.
I am going to welcome an angel.
We can welcome angels. Where are they on earth?
But
they already went back.
When I took
Jerusalem,
when
we're reading things of heaven,
they said
we have no work to do.
But trillions,
they are 100 trillion angels.
They
are not in heaven. Besides the 200 billion working in the bottomless pit, they fulfill the word of God and they execute the will of God. Now when the church comes to the word and the will of God and they cease to have work and they went back home. That's why we are
fighting.
Struggling on our own.
We shall go to the journey of Egypt to Canaan.
God bless you.
Thank you.